Remember, Collision 84 Weeks must bring you all the hottest news stories that Microsofties are pinging each other about. And joining us yet again, Mr. Mark DeFalco. Round of applause. Round of applause.
Thank you.
Your boss underwear at the screen. But you feel free to throw your shirts because apparently Mark has a limited option.
I went through my wardrobe this morning. I forgot where we're recording. I just grabbed the first shirt I saw, put it on, came in.
It's an orange shirt trend. I think I actually want to start collecting donations. So if you want to send in other orange shirts, maybe with slogans, pictures of fruit trees, anything orange, see if we can get Mark to wear them. I think this is something we should start. Who's developer news, shmameliper news, is what I say.
Pictures of fruit trees?
Oranges.
Okay, I would say, does it have to be oranges? Because you have like an apple tree.
That wouldn't
on an
make
orange
sense.
Shirt.
See how that doesn't go with the orange theme?
Right.
You're a smart guy, right?
Okay, just
you
making
did
sure.
Go to college.
Just make sure once.
I mean, an apricot tree could work. That's like orange. A peach.
But now we're getting into things I don't even know which things grow on trees versus other things now.
Let's just leave the fruit out of it and send him shirts, orange shirts. I'm personally going to go shopping. And speaking of the orange shirts, I really like Ryan R's little fan art.
Yes.
I think this is our first fan art.
And it's 8-bit. It's,
I love it.
It's totally a little...
Ryan R. Bing, 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 bing.
We need to include like a GIF option as a new codec on the Magic Folder.
It's awesome, and he put me in an orange shirt as well, and cute little V-neck. He knows how I like the V-necks. Love that. It's adorable, and I even commented later that it's so cute. First of all, he made me really tan, so I love that. Second of all, I have like the smoothest skin, right? Look at that. There's no wrinkles, no crow's feet, bags under the eyes.
You
it's
can tell
gorgeous.
And you can tell the soul patch is still there underneath the smile.
Oh, I thought you were still talking about me, and I was like, no.
No.
There's
still
something
soul
on
patch
my chin,
in there.
Though, now that I look at it. Anyway, that's awesome. Big fan of fan art. I actually do, probably mostly because I'm really like vain and arrogant, but I collect this kind of stuff. I've got a folder with like hundreds of drawings that like for the past like 10 years that people have done.
Really?
Yeah, I kind of look like a cartoon character anyway. So it's really easy to just put like, you know, pink, like blonde hair and like a pink nose.
All right,
and, like,
all right, fair.
So it's not like, it's not complicated, but I save them. It touches my heart.
This is going to be my first in my collection. I'll throw it up in my SkyDrive folder right next to my Lolcat collection.
I love it. A couple people were asking where Paul is.
Paul's in the comments, actually.
Paul is in the comments, so there you go. Paul lives on the Channel 9 message boards, and there he is. And then I just wanted to comment on Pier Cove, who made mention of our new set.
Yes.
The brick wall and such, and thought that we got moved to a basement. I'm going to give you a little bit of insider information now into how the television world works. This is a green screen. Show them what we actually are sitting in front of. And now we are on a mountaintop. Oh, look, we're in the ocean.
We're in the sky.
We're in the sky. Look, there's fish behind us. And... back to our set. See
back
how
to
that
the
works? That is technology, kids. Love it. Should we start the show?
Let's go.
Do it. All right, so as you guys know, Microsoft has been on a mission to sort of streamline our brand and make us more cohesive in terms of the way we look, the way we feel across platform, to make it easier for end users and, of course, easier for developers, right?
Right. Yeah.
Right. So one way that we've just did this last week in sort of helping you guys is we updated the new MSDN website.
The front page. So if you go to MSDN.com, it actually forwards you over to developer.microsoft.com. It's a new front page for developers on the Microsoft platform.
Now, I'm assuming you frequented the old one.
Yeah.
So is this an improvement? How do you handle change?
Yeah, so...
are you like, oh, God, I can't find my stuff? Or is
no,
this like,
so,
oh, this makes sense?
Yeah, no, I mean, so for the most part, it's more inclusive, it's more cohesive, like you were saying. It's kind of the one-stop shop.
Mm-hmm.
All the documentation that you've come to know on MSDN, if you're looking up APIs or anything else, is still there. But this, you go to the front page, and it says, all right, are you developing for mobile? Are you developing for PC? Are you developing for whatever you are, which set? But more importantly, I think... are you coming from iOS development? Are you coming from Android development?
Right.
It's, like I said, inclusive. Anything you want, it'll come and tell you, like, okay, you're used to this. Here's how you do it on our platform.
So in the past, I get the feeling Like, since Microsoft is so big and there's so much, and it's so hard to navigate, even being an internal Microsoft employee, like, it's hard to find all of the right information. It sounded like everything was a little bit all over the place, and this makes it a little bit maybe easier to navigate.
Yeah, I think one of the other things is they put the community in there. A lot of times the documentation was in one place or so. A lot of these migrating from one to the other was either a series on Channel 9 or a blog post on, like, the Windows Phone SDK team or something like that. It's just all brought together. So it's the stuff you could find it before, but you'd have to sit there and kind of bing for it or know where to go.
Gotcha.
And it was all very niche-y. Now it's all combined into the one kind of portal to go there.
Sweet. And it's obviously, visually, it's got that sort of Windows design language feel that we've all come to know and love. And my favorite part, if you go and click on the Connect tab right now, I don't know how long it will be like this, but go do it now many, many times. It brings you to a page that says, Standing on the Shoulders of Giants. And it's a link to a really fabulous series called Developer Diaries here on Channel 9. And first of all, kudos to the MSN team for finding such fabulous content. Second of all, if you guys know of any stories or developers that you think would make a good fit for this, not only will they obviously be published to Channel 9, but now you have the opportunity to be seen through this new developer network as well. So send me your suggestions for really great, be it independent or in a big company, developers that you think would make a good profile. So that's sweet, and I'm very excited about that.
Cool.
And then just dig around the entire developer network, and I'd love to get your feedback on it, because so far, I mean, it just launched for us here. It only launched 3 days ago. But it's getting really great feedback internally, at least.
Yeah, and send feedback. This was work across the product teams, across the evangelism teams, to try to think of, you know, how do we get all the good stuff together? How do we get the right kind of channels from all the different developers that we're getting into our platform? So send feedback. Look at it. Check it out. If you're a developer, go code some stuff.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so at E3 this year, Microsoft and the Xbox One team announced, specifically Mark Whitten announced something called matchmaking, right? And I got all excited because you know what I was thinking, right? Like, they're going to find me a date.
Oh.
This is going to be the new, right? This makes sense. This makes perfect sense to me. So you've got your Xbox profile, right, and your avatar and your interests and all that stuff, and it's going to, like, sync up other, like, profiles and avatars that it thinks would be a good date for you. I mean, it's like eHarmony for gamers, right? That's not what it was.
I'm sitting here thinking, your avatar store, you're going to go in there and get, like, the ring, and you have to buy the tux.
This is genius. You know, I'm going to pitch this to the Xbox team later today. Everyone, pretend you didn't hear that. Don't take my ideas. Anyway, that is not what they meant by the new matchmaking system. Apparently, the smart match system, which is also cool, nothing to do with dating, but whatever. It gives interesting propositions for online players. So it'll rank you and then match you up if you want to play a game based on your reputation.
Yep.
You know, are you a cheater? Are you a D-O-U-C-H-E? Right? Some people are. Can I say that word?
Sorry, I was a little slow on that one.
I don't know if I can say it, so I'm just going to spell it really fast. Or do you play fair? Are you a beginner? Are you an advanced player?
Are you one of those people who abandons the game 5 minutes in, after the 10 minutes of matchmaking?
Right? Right? How much do you not like those
people?
I had
some bad experiences in Dota last night.
He still seems a little bitter
about it.
Yeah,
a little traumatized about it.
So not only does it get rid of the time that you would spend sitting in the lobby waiting for matchmaking, especially on some of the less frequently played maps or games or whatever, but you say you can do something else while it's finding
you. Yeah, part of that quick switching, where it lets you switch between TV or video, whatever you're doing, your matchmaking happens in the background. I mean, right now what I do at home, like me and my roommate was sitting there, we'll play Dota or some other computer game. I'll launch my Xbox and play Peggle or something else while I'm waiting for matchmaking to happen. So I'm already doing this on, like, multiple screens across the way.
Right.
This is exactly what I want. This is, I get to go and do whatever I want, and then when my game is ready, it pops up. Let's say I'm waiting for my friend to come back from a bathroom or food break, or, you know, their pizza's delivered.
Right.
I don't play with people who have ordered pizza.
So that would probably be in their reputation, pizza orderer.
It should be.
So there you go. Got exactly what you wanted.
Yes.
Now they need to find me a date, and we'll both get what
and then
we want.
Then we'll get everything. The other part of it that I think was going to happen was they're going to match up people who have that bad reputation with each other.
Really?
So that you get to
play
with the people you want to play with. Everyone who wants to, you know, be griefers or anything like that, they're going to play with each other.
That's perfect. That's like what you do to kids. Like, well, you shouldn't cheat because what would you like it if somebody cheated on you? Now you know. All the cheaters get to play against each other.
Boom.
You can just have a whole game of campers. It'll be really exciting.
Yeah, perfect.
All right, everybody. Back in the day, Bill Gates has a famous quote where he said, you know, I want a computer in every household, right?
Yep.
And obviously, this vision, very much true.
Yep.
And now there's another little catchphrase going around called a factory on every desktop. Now, it may seem extremely far-fetched to us right now in our feeble-minded ways, but I'm sure our grandchildren are going to really, really embrace the concept of 3D printing. And that's essentially what we're talking about. This, you know, Windows 8.1 really allows for 3D printing. I mean, you can do 3D printing so easily. It's so integrated from something like from a Word document. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of print plug and play now. Back in the days of having to set up your IQ ports and everything to plug everything into your computer, we take for granted now plugging in any piece of hardware and going right in and
right.
It all working. To have just 3D printing work as a file output, as just file print 3D in the system.
I mean, it's so cool. I remember when I first saw 3D printing, I think it was at like a Consumer Electronics Show years ago, and I was like, ooh, and it printed like a little duck that was like this big, you know, and they were all like this weird gray color.
And it cost like $10,000
to print that one. Right, right, right. And the machine was like, and had like heat fans blowing. But I was like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, and it still is not to the place where we would have a printer on a factory on every desktop yet. But technology is really moving really fast here. In fact, you saw Clint at where was he doing? I saw him doing it at Build, but you've seen him do it.
He has one on his desk. I mean, his office is a factory.
Well,
that's a little different.
Clint's a child of the future anyway.
but yeah, no, he has a 3D printer in there. We've done some stuff with it. You can, you ever like break a little plastic piece off of something like your coffee machine or something?
Yeah.
You just want to replace it? Yeah, that's the kind of the cool stuff you can do right now. I think, like you said, we're waiting. Maybe not grandchildren.
What if I wanted to make like a ring? Could I make myself a ring?
Sure.
Really?
Sure. It's plastic.
And does it come in different colors, or
yeah.
does that depend on the printer?
Yeah. So what you do is you buy plastic and like the whatever it is in spools,
yeah.
and you can get multiple colors. You can print multiple colors on a single thing. You can print multiple pieces, each in its own color, and then fit them together.
Right.
And depending on some of them, you pay more upfront. For kind of like the printer's a little more expensive and the plastic is cheaper. Some of
yeah.
them, the plastic's a little more expensive and you have to get specific ones, but the platform's cheaper.
Right.
It's kind
I
of
got
a
you.
Pick and choose what you want. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of options out there. I think they talk about the MakerBot. I think MakerBot's a company.
They do.
The Thingomatic.
2X desktop 3D printer says for $3,000. And you know what I think is really cool about this and the fact that 8.1 is really sort of paving the way here to
mm-hmm.
enable really easy access to 3D printing is we've been known, we being Microsoft,
mm-hmm.
to get a little bit of flack here and there for being not trendsetters.
We're not the innovators.
We're
often.
Not the
we're,
innovators,
we're being
you know?
Told.
Right. We take what other people are doing and we either whatever.
Don't tell the
This is what the haters. Haters be hating.
Yeah.
But here's something that we're doing.
Yeah.
First and foremost, paving the ground. I'm sure somehow this headline will get muddled 20 years down the road how we were following. But let's just say it here first on Ping. Innovative
number
thought
one.
Leaders. Number one. We're number one. Like a foam hand. All right, so if you've ever mailed anything to an employee at Microsoft, or if you are an employee of Microsoft and they've had everything mailed to you, you'll know that we all have the same address. Everyone at Microsoft has the same address.
One Microsoft way.
And somehow you
Super
mail
easy.
It there, and it finds my desk. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Well, recently, the street sign for Microsoft Way, which is the actual name of the street, it's been sort of renamed, or at least re-signaged.
Yes.
Excuse me while I murder this man's name. Senanayake Way.
I think that's pretty good.
You think that? Senanayake. You like that?
If you're watching, let us know. We can fix it.
So this is really cool. So people were wondering why, you know, I mean, this is like a landmark at Microsoft.
Yeah.
You know, Microsoft Way. Everyone knows where it is. Everyone drives by it. I mean, why is it Senanayake Way? What's going on? It had like red and white stripes, not the typical green. Apparently, this guy bid for it, and it was up for grabs in a...
The giving auction.
In a giving campaign, yeah.
So October here is the giving month, where we do a lot of work around charities. We're huge partners with the United Way.
Yeah.
One of the parts is the auction, where employees can give up items for bidding. Some of them are, you know, one of their tickets to the Seahawks game or Mariners game.
Right.
You can hang out with the mascots, go on the field. You can go, you know, race cars, all stuff. You can get parking spots.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can get parking spots. Okay. Or, apparently, you could rename Microsoft Way.
But this is so cool. I wish I had known about this, because he only paid $1,500. And which isn't that much. You know, you think about when you do those, like, or I've looked into, you know, you're driving down the highway, it's like, this portion of the highway is
sponsored. Oh, the Adopt-A-Highway.
Yeah. Probably a lot more
probably.
Than $1,500, right?
This is so, for the year.
For the year. It's not just for a week. This guy, his name is, it's not damn it, but it's probably Demet. Demet Sinanayake, $1,500. Microsoft matched that bid, so $3,000 and some, and then some went to
United Way. Yeah.
And it's absolutely so cool. I wish I had known about it because I totally would have bid. And just to sort of wrap this up, they raised over $800,000 in that auction.
Yeah.
And that's not all the giving campaign raises.
It's millions. Just the auction, yeah.
Just the auction. So I'm going to be on my toes next year. And if you want to still send me things, if you want to send him shirts, it still goes to
Microsoft Way.
It doesn't go to Sinanayake Way.
Can we get like Ping Road?
For $1,500, apparently we can.
$1,501.
Next year. All right, everybody, that wraps up another week. Thanks for joining us. I had fun this week. This was a good one.
Good,
this one's going to go down in the history books, I think.
All right.
So join us next week, where I'm going to surprisingly ask Mark the night before if he wants to guest host again. I don't like to give him warning. Gives him less time to do laundry and thus forcing the orange shirt. But in the meantime, follow me on Twitter, at Elfoy, and this guy.
At Mark DeFalco.
And make sure to comment. We want to hear your thoughts on the developer portal and its updates and everything else we talked about. And we...
Well, I'm not a crook.